It's Monday, the 24th of June, and I am Leonard Vidbin with your 7am news bulletin. As Men's Mental Health Awareness Month draws to a close, Kathy Kambanda, Director of National Mental Health Care Namibia, delivers a poignant message encouraging men to seek assistance for mental health challenges. Kambanda underscored the accessibility of help and tackles the cultural and societal barriers.
We are not living in the olden days any longer where men are not allowed to speak up. Men are not allowed to express themselves. We are in a day and time where we now have an education system where people are trained to take care of human behaviors and changes in life.
Local digital expert Nrupesh Soni has voiced serious apprehensions regarding TikTok's handling of data privacy. In a thorough analysis, Soni underscored the extensive data gathering procedures employed by the widely used social media platform.
Even China's own part, which is Hong Kong, has banned TikTok. And it's quite surprising that if TikTok is not allowed in Hong Kong, there's definitely leak of confidential information or just the distrust, because all the information on TikTok does go back to China, as the servers are there. And that is a concern. Apart from that, TikTok does reveal a lot of your private information, like not just location, but device information, data from your phone.
Find the full interview on futuremedianews.com.na. To South Africa, the city of Tshwane has denounced an act of sabotage in Retta Bisang Region 7, which resulted in an extended water outage. City manager Johan Mettler described the act as evil and barbaric, urging law enforcement to conduct a thorough investigation. According to city spokesperson Selby Bokaba, technicians have restored water to most areas, except for higher elevations still impacted by the sabotage. A militia has killed at least 23 people in recent attacks on several villages in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's Ituri province, local authorities reported on Saturday. The Cooperative for the Development of Congo, one of the numerous armed groups operating in the conflict-ridden east, perpetrated the killings in Jugu territory on Thursday and Friday, according to two local community leaders who spoke to Reuters. A full-scale war between Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah must be averted, says United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Speaking in New York on Friday, Guterres called for an immediate de-escalation of tensions. Jody Jacobs brings us the report from the United Nations headquarters in New York.
Antonio Guterres says Lebanon cannot become another Gaza. Addressing reporters here, he warned that the risk of another conflict in the Middle East is real and must be avoided.
One rash move, one miscalculation could trigger a catastrophe that goes far beyond the border and, frankly, beyond imagination.
This week, there's been increasing rhetoric from both Israel and the leader of Hezbollah in Lebanon, coupled with constant gunfire between the two countries. The leader of Hezbollah claims it will not stop its attacks unless there is a ceasefire in Gaza, while Israel's foreign minister this week warning of a potential all-out war. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.